skies in Nashville. We've got cloudy skies overhead right now. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A new report focused on technology and policing showcases that Nashville's not using some tools that are common in peer cities. The Nashville Police and Public Safety Alliance commissioned the comparison of 10 cities. For WPLN News, Emily West looks at what the report says about Nashville.
License plate readers have been a constant battle in Nashville. Other than Austin, Texas, Metro is an outlier for not having the technology, which scans passing vehicles for police. At a recent budget hearing, council members praised Chief John Drake for the decline in crime rates without using LPRs. Right now, Nashville police also don't have a gunshot detection system, nor real-time video across the county to support its crime center.
Look at the peer study, we compare favorably to any city in America. But we could also have further reductions and less crime, less victims, if we had technology that could help us be more effective.
Nashville police do have cameras dispersed throughout downtown. Those can help police, like during the Riley Strain case, when a young inebriated man fell to his death in the river. The footage allowed detectives to trace his final steps and close the case. Emily West, WPLN News.
In recent years, the Metro Council has expanded its control over surveillance proposals and requires police contracts to go through legislative review. The Nashville Electric Service has selected the four neighborhoods where it will bury power lines. It's part of a pilot program to protect the lines from being exposed to severe weather and debris. At a recent board meeting, NES approved $9 million to move lines underground on a street in Old Hickory, one in Cane Ridge, two streets in the Thompson Lane area, and a few in Charlotte Park. Hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost power during Winter Storm Fern, some for more than a week. NES was asked to take alternative approaches. One suggestion was burying power lines, although some experts say that isn't always effective unless implemented system-wide and can be very costly. Nashville's already buried power lines in some areas downtown and in new construction. NES has also undertaken an aggressive tree trimming approach that has faced widespread community pushback. Metro Council requested a moratorium on the policy, but the electric company says it will not stop its trimming. Starting today and through the month of June, the Tennessee Highway Patrol will be on the lookout for drunk drivers across the state. Sobriety checkpoints will be set up in and around Nashville in both urban and rural counties, including Dixon, Montgomery, Wilson, and Williamson. Exact locations can be found on the website for the Tennessee Highway Patrol. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.